Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Life Insurance Day. It's also National Day of Prayer. I know a lot of you are going to be observing that one. There are so many devout Christians who listen to this podcast. You would be amazed. Auntie Scott, I know you are on your knees as we speak. It's also National Truffle Day. That's it. Not many days this week, or this day. Not many days this day. It's the kind of truffles, also, I feel like I need to specify what type of truffle day it is, because it's not the type of truffle day where you need to get your pigs out and go to the forest and hunt for truffles. It's the truffle day where you take chocolate ganache and make balls out of it and put things in it and, you know, top it with chopped nuts and things of that. Chocolate truffles, or I don't know if they, I don't suppose they necessarily have to be chocolate, but you know what, I don't have much content today. Let's just see what ChatGPT, what is, oh, my keyboard is not on because I just got back from work, and I take my keyboard to work with me, but I turn it off when I put it in my backpack so I don't press keys on the way home. What is a truffle in terms of dessert or candy? And does it have to be chocolate? Let's see what chat have to be chocolate. Let's see what ChatGPT says. A truffle in terms of dessert or candy is typically a type of small round confection usually made from chocolate ganache. I know in some countries they may say ganache, or if you're from New Jersey, Joyzy, whatever, I don't know, which is a mixture of chocolate and cream, often coated with cocoa powder, chopped nuts. See, I was so close. I was so right, because I know a lot about food, people. Or chocolate sprinkles. The ganache may also be flavored with liqueurs, fruit purees, or extracts to enhance its taste. While chocolate is the most common and traditional base for truffles, it is not strictly necessary. There are variations that use other ingredients for the ganache-like base or coating, such as caramel, peanut butter, or even fruit-based ganaches. These are less traditional but can still be considered truffles if they maintain the typical characteristics of being round, soft, and indulgent. The key aspects of a truffle are its rich, creamy texture and spherical shape, whether it is made with chocolate or another ingredient. So there you go. I feel like my grandma used to make some peanut butter candy or something called, I don't know if it was peanut butter actually, but there was something called Heavenly Fluff. I don't know. I can't think of the name of it. I feel like it had heaven in it, but I'm not really sure, to be honest. But it was kind of like a truffle. It was creamy, but it was more of a vanilla or more of like a marshmallow. I'm not sure. Now I may be completely getting that wrong. Probably am completely getting that wrong. Because again, memory, not my strong suit. So, yeah, really nothing to talk about. Nothing at all to talk about. It's been so busy. And luckily today at work was a little bit less busy, but I had I needed to write a strategy paper. Oh, I'm so tired of having to write documents for things. But what I'm discovering is because I have a tendency to procrastinate when I need to document stuff, no matter what it is. I mean, whether it's writing an entire document, whether it's creating slides, whether it's, you know, documenting the requirements for something, I procrastinate and don't do it. But what ends up happening is I think it creates more work for me because then I end up having to tell people and remind people because they don't have a document to go to. And so if I had documented it and I were just to keep that document up to date, I think it will free up time to do other things. I hate documenting things. I don't like it. I just really don't like it. But I forced myself because I had to. So I wrote, 4 or 5 pages. And another thing that I avoid, like the plague, is getting comments on things that I document. And the management in my area, they want to comment on every little thing that you write. You cannot create some slides or a Word document or anything without adding 5 to 10 people at least. That's at minimum. So they can go in and leave comments. And then you've got to reply to all the comments. And as we know, I don't do well with criticism. And that's what those comments, sharing documents with people invites comments and invites people to criticize and to pick apart the thing that you've just written. You know, it's my magnum opus and they're criticizing. I think it's perfect the way it is. But I did both of those things today. I wrote a document. I opened it up for comments. And it's not completely done, but I think it's a good starting point. And other than that, I had a few meetings, but nothing major. And it was fine. But I've just been so busy. Work has been really busy because, like I've said before, when we get into this planning mode where we're planning for the quarter, but today technically is day one of Q2, quarter two. Because at the Spit Valve Factory, we start our quarter February 1st. We start quarter one February 1st. So February, March, April was Q1, and then May 1st. I'm recording this on May 1st, quelle surprise. And so today was technically the first day of the quarter, but we're never finished planning on day one or by day one of the quarter. We still have one more review meeting. I would say we'll probably be done planning by the end of this week. And then, so the first full week of May, we'll be into Q2. Isn't this exciting? But anyway, it's been very busy. But hopefully it will slow down a little bit now that planning is over. But, 2 months, I'll have 2 months of a little bit more peace. And then, the third month, which is July, we'll be planning hell again, which actually Mark and I vacation in July and planning always starts that first week of July and I will be gone on my vacation. So that means the last 3 weeks of July will be even more stressful because there'll be so much planning. Anyway, so nothing has happened this week at all. We did not, we went grocery shopping.
Oh, I'm sleepy.
We went grocery shopping on Monday and nothing really to report there. We didn't have a lot of actual groceries to buy because we just had a lot left over from the week before for whatever reason in the food department. And so I thought, oh, this will be easy, but I thought, oh, well, we should go get, and it's the last grocery. It was the last grocery shop of April. So what we do is we have a joint account for bills and groceries, basically. And so I buy the groceries because I get my credit card points, but then I put them in our spreadsheet because we have a spreadsheet for bills and Mark keeps all these graphs and we have trends of every bill that we've ever paid ever. And how they're trending. Is the electric bill going up or down? Are we trending up or down? Is the water trending up or down? Is the internet, we have all of this. And I have to enter, one of my tasks is, I have to go enter that stuff every month. And Mark, the accountant of the family, has to balance the books every month or whatever. I don't know. He pays the bills and then he has to clear the receivables or I don't know, whatever. He literally calls it like receivables and I don't know what the other one is, but it makes no sense because it seems like the words are backwards from what they should be when I look at it, but I can't remember. I'm going to look. You know what? I have all the time in the world. Let's just look and see what he calls those things. We have a Google Sheet. He's been maintaining it for years. I'm looking at a graph right now. One of our bills spiked in October of 2021. He calls it, payables. Payables and receivables. Now, payables, you would think, is one thing. You would think payables is bills that we have to pay. But it's not. It's like credits that we get or something. And then receivables, you would think, oh, that's money that I'm receiving. But no, it's like bills that were, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but all I know is it makes no sense to me. And good thing I'm not an accountant. What is a receivable in accounting? I'm just looking at it because maybe I'm wrong, but it always confuses me. I'm like, what? What is this? It's an account receivable is an amount that a company is owed by its customers or clients for goods or services. Or maybe he's doing it wrong. Receivables are classified as current assets on a company's balance sheet because they are expected to be converted into. I don't even know. This makes no sense to me. I don't know. Anyway, regardless. We bought groceries. It ended up being more because I was like, let's do our toiletries. And we needed toilet paper, which is expensive for whatever reason. I mean, we buy the big package that has lots of rolls in it, but we get the Charmin extra soft or something like that. And anyway, it was more than I thought it was going to be. But I entered it right away. We did not go to Panda. I think I talked about that already. And just a busy week. We finished season one of For All Mankind, and we're now in season two. And I do not have orchestra tonight, so I'm going to try to relax a little bit. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 and text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.